the results of a study with a new anti-cancer medication for advanced kidney cancer, called Bataraxcept, were presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology, ASCO, annual meeting in Chicago, USA this week. Bataraxcept is an AXL receptor tyrosine kinase that has been attached to a human protein called immunoglobulin G1. AXL is found in high amounts in cancer cell sand, causes cancer spread and resistance to VEGFR-targeted therapies. Bataraxcept blocks the action of AXL and prevents the growth and spread of cancer cells. An earlier phase 1b study showed promising outcomes for the combination of Bataraxcept plus cabozantinib in patients who had stopped responding to first-line treatment. This study tested 1. Bataraxcept alone for patients whose cancer keeps coming back and who have no treatment options remaining. 2. Bataraxcept plus cabozantinib in patients who had previously received at least one anti-cancer medication. 3. A triple combination of Bataraxcept, cabozantinib and nivolumab in patients who had not received any previous anti-cancer medication. A total of 46 patients were recruited for the study. Most patients, 25, were in the Bataraxcept plus cabozantinib group. More patients had intermediate and poor-risk kidney cancer in the first two groups, 80% and 76%, than in the triple combination group, 27%, for first-line treatment. Most patients in the first two groups received previous treatment with immunotherapy, 100% and 88%, respectively, and VEGFR TKIs, 100% and 40%, respectively. Patients did not respond to Bataraxcept on its own. However, when given in combination with cabozantinib, 36% of patients had a complete or partial response to treatment. This increased with the triple combination to just over half of the patients having a complete or partial response to treatment. The time to when the treatment stopped working and the cancer started growing again was 1.8 months for Bataraxcept alone, 7.2 months for the combination with cabozantinib, 7.6 months for the triple combination with cabozantinib and nivolumab. The number of reported side effects was highest in the Bataraxcept and triple combination groups, 80% and 91%, respectively, with 68% of patients in the Bataraxcept plus cabozantinib reporting side effects. The most frequent side effects were diarrhea, extreme tiredness, and problems at the infusion site. The patients who had the triple combination of Bataraxcept, cabozantinib and nivolumab had more severe or life-threatening side effects, 46%. The study showed that Bataraxcept was well tolerated by the patients but had limited benefit for the patients in terms of improved survival. However, based on these findings, the combination of Bataraxcept plus cabozantinib will be studied in a phase 3 clinical trial in patients who have stopped responding to previous anti-cancer medication. The current study is looking for an AXL biomarker that can predict whether Bataraxcept will be effective in patients who have stopped responding to first-line treatment. Read more in RO Today. Here.